Welcome back to the Marion County Midday Magazine. I'm Evan Little. We're sitting down with Mike Nardini, Pella City Administrator, and we're going to be talking a little bit about what went on at the Pella City Council meeting. First and foremost, I'd like to thank you for coming on Let's Talk Pella with us.
Evan, once again, thanks for having me here today.
This City Council meeting was the last for a couple of members, and for very soon to be our former mayor, Mr. Dobernecker. You guys talked a little bit about that.
On behalf of the City of Pella and the City of Pella staff, I'd like to thank Mayor Dobernecker for his 8 years of service. Also, Councilmember Savory for his 8 years of service as well. And as well, Councilmember Tony Bachhoven for his 4 years of service. They will be missed from city staff standpoint. And as you stated last night, there was a series of proclamations honoring the mayor and the two council members who will be retiring from the council at the end of this year.
The primary thing last night was the budget amendment, and you guys do this every year pretty much to make things track as far as the budget's concerned. Could you tell me a little bit more about that and the process behind it?
Sure, Evan. And as you stated, this is fairly typical for the City of Pella. Typically, we adjust the budget once per year. And really, there's two driving forces last night for last night's budget amendment. Before getting into those two reasons, I want to stress to the listeners that may be concerned with budget amendments, and rightfully so. There will be no increases in taxes or rates as a result of this amendment. This amendment is being driven by two purposes. One of them is to adjust for timing differences, Evan, and what we mean by timing differences is simply funds that we had budgeted in 2011, but the expenditure is actually taking place in the current fiscal year, which is 2012. So literally last night, we had a series of transactions where we were moving budgeted funds from fiscal year 2011 to 2012 to make sure the budget matches when the expenditure is taking place, or as in your words, and a pretty good summary of that is tracking those expenditures. The second reason for the budget amendment last night was to account for a rather large transaction that the city took on or completed earlier this year. As Evan, as your listeners may or may not be aware, but as a part of our electric power supply transaction, we retired approximately $12.1 million of debt earlier this year. The budget amendment that was approved by council accounted for that large debt retirement that the city undertook earlier this year. Now, as a part of that debt retirement, we used about $2.2 million of cash reserves to retire debt. And the reason that's important is last night when we presented the budget amendment to council, we showed a decrease in fund balance of $1,577,000. And as I explained to council last night, that decrease in fund balance is simply attributed to the large debt retirement, specifically using $2.2 million of cash reserves for debt retirement. If we did not use our cash reserves to retire debt, we would have had approximately $2.2 million in additional debt, outstanding debt last night, and a budget amendment instead of a decrease in fund balance of $1.6 million, you would have actually been reviewing a surplus of roughly $600,000 last night. And so from our standpoint, two issues. One, to account for the rather large debt retirement the city did earlier this year, and two, to adjust for timing differences, and those were the main reasons behind the city's budget amendment.
And the budget amendment process is a relatively straightforward one. Are there ever times where you have to go further and amend the budget more than once?
Well, Evan, we sure try not to. From our standpoint, when we look at budget amendments, the main reason for our amendments from our standpoint is simply to adjust for timing differences. There are cities that do adjust the budgets, and they do it more frequently for a variety of reasons. To fine-tune things a little bit more later in the year, and those cities typically do two or three budget amendments, and others to address legitimate financial shortcomings, as well as the reasons why they do their budget amendments. But as far as a matter of policy for the City of Pella, as long as I've been here, we've typically just did one.
The other big project that's on the docket, there's a wastewater project that's taking place west of town, and if you could tell people a little bit more about that.
Yeah, sure, Evan, and we'll try to get the listeners up to speed. What we actually approved last night was Amendment Number 1 to our Wastewater Treatment Services Agreement with Central Iowa Water. Now, this agreement, basically the driving force, and why it's needed is the Army Corps of Engineers would like to have the Wallashuck campground area served by sanitary sewer. And in order to be able to be served by sanitary sewer, the most practical means is to utilize both the city's wastewater collection system. And currently, the listeners may or may not be aware, but we do have an agreement with Central Iowa Water and a wastewater services agreement. And the purpose of our agreement with Central Iowa Water is to serve the Hunter's Ridge subdivision that we have out there. Hunter's Ridge, there's a variety of infrastructure between Central Iowa Water and the city of Pella to serve that particular subdivision. And essentially last night, Evan, when we talked about the Wolashut campground area, what council did was amendment number one, simply added the campground area to our current agreement that the city has with Central Iowa Water. And through that agreement, basically, Central Iowa Water will be building infrastructure from the Wolashut campground up to the Hunter's Ridge subdivision in order to take the wastewater from that point and connect into the city's sanitary sewer system. And so the takeaways last night, A, I think it's a good thing for the area overall as it enhances service at the Wolashut campgrounds. The second thing from the city's financial standpoint is A, it gives more flow through our system, which is always a good thing. And the second thing is the city received a one-time hookup fee or connection fee from Central Iowa through this amendment of $25,000. So overall, we view this as a win-win-win for everybody, Central Iowa, the Army Corps of Engineers, and also the city of Pella. What we did last night through this amendment was really allowed them to commence their plans and get started with making the proper infrastructure enhancements to be able to connect to the city sanitary sewer system.
Thanks again for coming on Let's Talk Pella with us, Mike. It's always a pleasure to have you on explaining what you guys are doing.
I appreciate the opportunity to sit down and visit with you about city affairs.
I'm Evan Little. You've been listening to Let's Talk Pella. This is the Marion County Midday Magazine. Stay tuned. Your Weather Eye forecast is coming up next on KNIA KRLS.